You mind just saying who you are and what your role is?
Yes, my name is Ray Talon. I am the head of the BA filmmaking program at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland.
Can you say a little bit about why you applied for the M.Ed program?
Suppose there are a few reasons why I applied to the M.Ed. I think being around my learners, kind of grew that importance of lifelong learning. It's really important. And never that I thought, well, I know all I need to know now. I'm in this position. I'm here, so I'm going to stop and coast the rest of it. I think the world in which we live in is ever changing, be that education, be that film, which is our subject area. And I think not to be left behind. It's very much important for all of us to keep bettering ourselves if we can, if we're given the opportunity, so that we are passing that on too. So when the opportunity came up to study the M.Ed, it was I had to take it. I also think getting myself out of my comfort zone is a good test. The M.Ed is the highest level of certification that I have, and I knew that. Yeah, I was not an academic when I was at school. I went to college, I studied business, I dropped out, and I went into industry, and I worked. So that was my background, and I did my PG cert probably 11, 12 years ago, and it was great, and it was marvelous, and I'm so happy that I did it. So there was that kind of gap between the opportunity of the M.Ed, and it felt the right time. I had some of those credits banked. It felt kind of stupid not to take advantage of that. But most importantly, with the position that I'm in, I felt that I had to take it. There's always something, and it might be my kind of working class East Glasgow upbringing, where you're always, you feel like you're getting, eyed up and down all the time. So something you're thinking, going, do you know what? I need to get this behind me as well. But I think most importantly was to challenge myself and get myself out of the comfort zone and kind of empathize with my learners as well. Certainly when I came out of it, out with the projects and the studies I was doing, just being a student again, that gave me pause for thought on and reflection on what our learners are going through currently in the world that we now all exist in whilst we're doing this.
So could you describe your journey through the M.Ed?
My journey was slow and interrupted, I think would be two of the words. Yeah, it was that unfortunate timing where after signing up to do my first year was on track, and then COVID hit. And then, well, we all know what happened there. And yeah, it just got in the way. And as an educator myself and working at the RCS, that changed our jobs overnight. And it was always quite frustrating when you were listening to the news through that period of people who were, well, I'm doing nothing, or I've been furloughed, and I'm thinking my workload has doubled, and it changed. And what you might spend a year or two developing, you were doing literally overnight. How you teach, what you taught, how you did it, why you did it. How can we adjust the learning outcomes? How can we, all of these things, balancing, our students who are clearly going through a very up and down time. So for me to be studying through that period as well, it did hold things up, and I had to prioritize things, but extremely luckily for me, the program gave me that space and time to get there at my own pace. I wasn't ridiculously over. I wasn't, 5 years down the line, but it was a year over. But being given that flexibility to move my deadlines was a lifesaver, really. I don't think if that would have happened, I would have probably been unable to achieve it, or it might have had to be put on ice for a period of time. But that that freedom and flexibility definitely got me over the line. Out with that practical process of completing it. It was great to challenge myself academically. Again, I'm not. I live in stories. I live in, that's of film and screenwriting and cinematography and image. So going back to a world where, academic writing and that kind of study, it's very, very different for me and challenging. And again, I like to be challenged, and that was great. And the course did the course is great, and it offers you a kind of infinite way to deliver your projects. But I wanted to stick to that path because I wanted to be in that zone of being uncomfortable and going through it so I could understand it. As I think there's only one true way to understand something, and that is to do it and go through it. So it gave me that. So I found it equally frustrating and difficult because of the environment in which I was doing it, but amazing and wonderful and great on the other hand because of the structure of the course and how it was delivered, the flexibility to kind of shift it about and own that learning and own that shape was extremely helpful.
And what did you focus on for your final project?
Eventually, I focused on collaboration. Film is a very difficult thing, and I wanted to work on a project that was linked to my practice that I would get the benefit from, and my learners would get the benefit from. And what could that be? And we were approaching curriculum review, and unlike a maths degree or something like that, collaboration is so tricky within film education. You're working with individuals, you're working with people who are going at their own pace and come with a different level of knowledge in different areas. And what you're asking them to do on a daily basis is go from a kind of equal peer group to then slotting into a kind of hierarchical film crew and then go in between that. So the relationship with the learners in a film program is very difficult. Because they're kind of shifting their kind of social positioning on a very regular basis. And of course, this the world of the auteur is very prevalent. It's because technology's had a massive impact on that, because now one can go out and have a wonderful phone that looks amazing and write their story and cut the film on their own. A lot of it is it's me, 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 I'm doing it. And that is a very dangerous thing, and I wanted to focus on how can we successfully look at that and break that down within film education, where we're trying to move away from that thought and go, how can we develop collaborators? If that's the key thing of the program now, it isn't creating filmmakers, it's creating collaborators within the film environment, because those are the ones that are going to be very successful, and those are the ones that are going to bear the fruit of the labors, because they've understood that this is a team sport, and if you've got clever people around about you and you don't want to use them, that's a fatal mistake. So I wanted to focus on several, and it was too broad. I would say my project was maybe too broad, but I wanted to look at what kind of learners we're getting in. How can we look at our recruitment? How can we analyze collaboration or their view of collaboration at the point of application? How can we look at that through their journey? How do we look at things like peer group review, group assessment? What are we assessing the group? Are we assessing the individual? Are we assessing the work that the pair or the group make? So I wanted to look at various theories and thoughts and studies through my project that existed around about those type of areas.
Great. Thanks, Ray. And you touched on some of this, but what impact did it have on your practice as an arts educator?
Been able to focus on collaboration in my project was had an immediate impact on what I was doing, from changing simple questions in their interview process, and it may seem like nothing, but it is important. One question we always asked was, who is your favorite director? So by doing this made me ask, why are we asking about the director? If we teach so many things and we understand that it can't exist without that working, why are we not asking what, who's your favorite screenwriter or who's your favorite X, Y, or Z? So changing and by practices like that are just facilitating that thought of the director as the most important person. So those were immediate changes of analysing. I suppose as an educator as well, sometimes you think that this problem or this issue or this thing is just unique to you and your department within your institution, and being able to study and look at case studies from other institutions from around the world and their thoughts on it, you understand that it isn't just me and it isn't just us. This is global and this is wide. And of course, moving towards a curriculum review, it's going to have a massive impact on how we structure our syllabus, how we facilitate collaboration effectively. How can we make sure that that is core? Because we use collaboration as a word a lot within what we do. And sometimes it's more facilitating than collaboration. So it's really trying to understand what we mean by that. So being able to study that and focus on that has prompted bigger, wider, deeper discussions within our department about what that is and what we do. And that'll have a massive impact on we're currently writing at the minute what that will be, because it's got to be core in what we do.
You're already answering this, but what has changed as a result of you studying the EMED?
Well, an example would be our first years that I started this week, and a massive part of the conversation is, what do we mean by collaboration? What are your preconceptions about why you're here? Because again, you go around the room in the space, who wants to be a director? Most hands go up. Who wants to be the writer? Most hands go up. Who wants to, any other role? Not so much. They want to be the auteur, the author, that, and it's trying to dial that back and go, what is your version of success by that? And how can we achieve that in another way that will be more likely to give you that success? Again, it can't be helped because we talk about, if you look at a prospectus, it's how are we going to develop you? Come to us because we are going to let you be a creative. We're going to let you have a voice. It's you. It's very independent in the language. It's very, and it's about reshaping all that language from the prospectus website all the way through to go, you're part of a bigger thing here from day one, and trying to manage expectation with that as well. We don't want anybody to think we're coming in here to encourage that auteur. We want to make sure that they're coming in here to be quite the opposite. We want you to be successful in whichever thing you're going to do. But you're going to do it in a different way. And this project really just gave me that ammunition or that confidence to kind of have those discussions and back up those ideas and thoughts. And like I say, it's a very broad thing, again, from changing the language and a prospectus to how we assess and what we assess. It covers the whole thing. But certainly the EMED gave me that space and that time to do that. And like I say, it's already had impact and it will continue to have impact. And I think hopefully it'll be one of the things that makes our program unique.